All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Welcome to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 195, solo. This is going to be the first full-length solo show, meaning I might go longer than 15 minutes, maybe. But one only knows. For those of you who don't know, Big Kev is away this week. He is off enjoying his honeymoon somewhere in the glaciers of Alaska, I believe. And the show must go on. Someone has to do this damn show. Someone has to present some sort of information. And I guess it's been left to me. You're stuck with me for tonight, guys. Sorry. With that, why don't we roll right into this episode with the news.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Clash of the Titans 2. Do we need Clash of the Titans 2? Clash of the Titans 1 was not a good movie. I guess box office wise, it was a bit of a success financially. So we're going to be burdened with a sequel and possibly a trilogy, I guess. But, you know, I guess you can't fault the movie studios for doing it. But certainly the popular opinion our people was that it was not a good movie. It was a blech movie at best. The 3D was completely unnecessary, and so the conversion was wasted, and it was just a ploy to get more money, and it just wasn't, you know, it was barely entertaining. So unfortunately we're going to be saddled with a second movie, but you know, that happens. So what can you do? Reimagination of the week. And I don't know if I'm going to get the fancy sound effects without Kev here. But Wizard of Oz, we've talked about this a couple times already, and we now have a confirmed director, and that's going to be Sam Raimi. This is an entirely new news. I think we had speculated that Sam was going to be attached to this project in some way, shape, or form, but now it's confirmed. He's definitely going to be the director here. Do I care? You know, I don't know. I mean, this is a Disney picture. I'm a Disney fan. If I'm going to compare this to Alice in Wonderland, which should have been looking through the looking glass, I really enjoyed Alice in Wonderland. I did not waste my money to see it in 3D. I saw it regular, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. It was very entertaining. So I guess if Oz is going to be similar and follow down a similar footpath with Sam Raimi, then, you know, I guess I have to be happy about it. I mean, I don't hate Sam Raimi by any means. I don't blame the debacle that was Spider-Man 3 on him. I like the first two movies a lot. Obviously, I'm a fan of the Evil Dead movies, Army of Darkness, you know. So, you know, Sam's still okay in my book. I would rather he do, the WoW movie, though. I really want that to be his focus, and I don't want him to get kind of tied to all these projects that's going to make him rush through the Warcraft movie. I really want that to be a good, solid film, and I think that Raimi has the ability to do that, but we'll see if Oz gets in the way. I don't know if any of you out there read Fables. I've just started recently myself. I've read the first two trades, and I haven't read any of the solos or one-shots, mostly because, you know, I kind of feel like I need to read things in order when they came out or where they belong in the story. So I haven't read a lot of that stuff yet. But we're looking at an adaptation of Fables, and it looks like it's going to be David Yates, who directed Half-Blood Prince. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, Half-Blood Prince was certainly, I think, the weakest of the Harry Potter movies to date. Some might argue that Order of the Phoenix was weaker, but I think Half-Blood Prince wasn't great. And, you know, I don't know, Fables is very epic, and it's very rich with details and characters, much like Harry Potter is. And for the cuts you had to make in Half-Blood Prince to work, I guess, on film, my concern is that there's going to be significant cuts in Fables that's going to affect how that actually plays out and what it looks like. So I don't know how I feel about that. Let's move into a little bit of some Marvel-related news. The Marvel mini-movies. So I guess one of the big projects with Marvel and Disney right now is going to be these secondary B-list characters like Black Panther, Luke Cage, Doctor Strange, which is something we've been talking about for a while now. They're going to be doing these kind of like small mini features with these characters to kind of introduce them to the Marvel universe. So we hear Doctor Strange might be the first, and these are going to appear before, I believe, before feature lengths. So before Cap, we might see a mini movie. Before Thor, we might see a mini movie. So that's an interesting way to put them. I mean, I guess there's been some speculation who's going to appear in those books or who might appear in those movies. And maybe some of these characters like Ant-Man, who we think might eventually appear before his feature length, which we know is coming down the pipe, right, with Edgar Wright at some point in time helming the project. Maybe a good way to introduce characters like Doctor Strange is in these small mini movies. I mean, certainly Marvel has the ability to do that. They know they have a captive audience. Certainly Disney is interested in getting some interesting and new projects underway. And I guess that would be a good venue for some of these characters. So certainly I'd be interested to see how that plays out and see how it goes. Speaking of Cap, we have some confirmation on Tommy Lee Jones. I think a couple weeks back we had discussed that we had heard rumor that he was cast in the film, although we hadn't heard anything official from the studio. And now we know that he's going to be playing, for sure, Colonel Chester Phillips. For those of you who don't know, Chester Phillips, Colonel Chester Phillips, is the person who recruits Steve Rogers into Project Rebirth, which eventually spawns the Super Soldier Project, which eventually spawns Captain America. So there you go. While we're talking about Marvel movies, we might as well talk about X-Men First Class. I think a couple weeks back, we had mentioned that we heard some rumors for who was going to be Emma Frost in the film, and I think it was Rosamund Pike, I think is that who we heard. And then we found out that she was actually going to be playing Moira McTaggart, Professor X's assistant. So then it led us to say, well, who's going to be Emma Frost? Who's going to play the White Queen? And now we hear Alice Eve is going to be playing the White Queen. I don't know who the hell Alice Eve is. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what her previous credits include, but again, you know, she's a 20-something. So how does that work with the Emma Frost that we met in Wolverine Origins? And then, of course, the question then asks, well, was Origins that far before where First Class is, or is this out of continuity with that? So, and I don't think I have a solid answer on that yet. I don't know if anybody does, but you know, if you do, you can always shoot us a line, you know, geekstuffog@gmail.com, geekstuffog at Twitter, 425-920-6050 is the hotline. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail and let me know if you know where continuity wise X-Men First Class lands in the X-Men, film franchise. And that's coming out in 2011. So 2011 is going to be a big year for Marvel Comics. For those of you who are fans of the DC animated movies, which there are some of you, there is another one coming down the pipe. And it's, is it Batman, Superman, Apocalypse? I think is the title. This is based on a book by Jeff Loeb. And, you know, obviously we're interested. Of course, for those of you who know my strange obsessions, we hear that Supergirl is going to be voiced by none other than Summer Glau. And for those of you hoping to hear that famed theme song at this point, I'm not giving it to you. You're not going to get it. Solo show means I control the bits, I control the gags, and I'm not giving you the theme. So Summer Glau, a.k.a. Sarah Connor, a.k.a. River from Serenity, but I ain't saying the name of the TV show. What's really interesting about this, though, is that there is going to be a short included with this DVD when it comes out, and it is a Green Arrow short. And for those of you who don't know this already, I am slightly unhealthily obsessed with Green Arrow. I have a Green Arrow action figure collection. I haven't gotten a Green Arrow tattoo yet, although that's quite a good possibility coming down the pipeline. Caesar, if you're listening, I have some things we need to talk about. But yeah, man, a Green Arrow short. I mean, I've been waiting for a Green Arrow feature length. We, you know, all those rumors about Supermax kind of came and went and died. And, you know, anything Green Arrow is good in my book. So that's what I'm looking forward to now. And hopefully it'll be great. I know I'll be looking to pick up this DVD. All the all the DC animated feature films have been pretty good so far. And there's no reason this wouldn't be just as good. I love Jeff Loeb. I think he's an excellent writer. You know, you can clearly tell when Heroes fired him because the show tanked afterwards. So anything that he's a part of is obviously a good thing. So there you go. I think that's going to be our news section for this week, and I'm going to take a short break, and then I'll come right back with some comics, some DVDs, and perhaps an update on a product review we did a couple weeks back.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Oh, Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With potshots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow with your little...
Why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
Why don't you have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 195, solo. Let's keep this thing rolling with this.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
Yeah, okay, this is going to be short. No DVDs came out that I'm interested in. I don't watch Hung, so season one I can care less about. Avatar The Last Airbender, I've seen a bunch of the episodes, but I don't need to own the complete book, volume one. And I stopped watching Entourage several seasons ago, so I don't need the new seasons of that. Maybe Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Blu-ray, but that's about it. So let's move on to this.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Okay, comics that came out this week. Only two I really wanted to mention. American Vampire number 4, which if you haven't been following this series, shame on you. Scott Snyder, Raphael Albuquerque, and Stephen King, the writers and artists team there. They're doing an awesome job. This is issue 4. It's been a great book so far. It's been a really fun read. And, I hope it continues to come out. I really enjoyed this week's issue. I liked it. It seems to be that we're kind of condensing the story and we're not jumping back and forth as much time frame wise. It seems like we're reaching a focal point. We're heading towards a focal point, and that's good. That's what we want. Also out this week, as I mentioned earlier, Green Arrow fan. So Brightest Day, Green Arrow 1 came out. And aside from the awesome, outstanding cover art, it is a good read. Green Arrow as Robin Hood taking over the fucking forest outside of Star City is badass. Badass. It's a good read. It's a good start for the character. Again, obviously I'm excited. I'm going to continue to read this series. So I'm sure there are some other books that came out that maybe you wanted to read, but I didn't pick them up. So tough shit.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Let's move along into some product updates. We covered Jazzwares A-Team a few weeks back. And when we covered it, we talked about the van that came out. And we bitched and complained that there was no Try Me feature on the van. And then we got a couple of people who were like, well, why didn't you play us the sounds? Why didn't you open it and play it? You know, we understand you couldn't hear it in the package. And the truth of the matter is we got the package that day from Jazzwares to take a look at the van. We wanted to talk about it on the show. I went to go play with the van, and then I realized that there's no Try Me feature because the van runs on AA batteries, and I didn't have any in Studio A. Not to mention that I didn't have a fucking screwdriver to get into the battery flap. I mean, I don't know. I thought we were kind of past that point. I mean, I thought we were just that, you know, vehicles like this come with the little watch batteries in them with the little plastic tab. You pull it out, it makes sound, and there it is. It's ready to play right out of the box. Not I need a screwdriver, I need to go buy batteries. But that being said, I have since opened up the van. I have since installed the batteries. And I wanted to give you some of the sounds that the bad boy makes. So let's see if this works and if you can hear these at all. So that's, I guess, the van crashing. I'm not sure. We'll need a plan. Is that BA, I guess? Machine guns, always fun.
Yeah. Ooh, that one's actually kind of cool. I like how it tapers off there at the end. It's kind of like it's speeding away from you. So that one, I give it an A+ so far.
So, girl, you miss me? Because I miss you.
All right. Jesus, he just keeps going. That one sounds kind of muffled. Again, that's Randy Jackson as BA, so. Some sort of grenade, perhaps?
We'll need a plan.
We're back to we'll need a plan. So there you are. That's the sound effects of the A-Team Jazzwares van. So with all of that being said, the solo show is still only about 20 minutes long. So there you go. I kept it short. I kept it sweet. Hopefully I kept you entertained and I provided you with a little bit of content in these weeks off before we do our next full show. Couple of quick reminders. My show, no wrap up, fuck off. Don't forget, you can drop us a line at geekstuffog@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 425-920-6050 and let us know what you think of this show or any of our shows. If you have any questions or concerns and you want to express some interest, give us a shout, leave us a voicemail, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming show. Speaking of upcoming shows, some news coming down the pipe if you haven't heard already. July 17th, Big Kev's Geek Stuff makes its triumphant return to Sirius 197 XM 202 at midnight in the east, 9 p.m. in the west. It's going to be a one-hour show live. We will be taking phone calls. We have some special things planned, maybe an interview or two planned for that night. So hopefully that works out and it pans through. We have an awesome back-on-the-air show. Some of those details of that deal. You can expect to hear us every other week on Sirius XM at midnight. Some of those shows will be live. Some of those shows will be pre-recorded. We'll try to give you a little bit of notice on the live ones so that if you want to participate, you can be prepared to listen live. And that's it. Those shows are going to be different than the regular podcast. So we encourage you, if you have a subscription now, you can sign up and listen. If you don't have a subscription, now's a good time to join in. You know, you can get a mobile subscription for your iPhone or your BlackBerry or whatever media devices you have. You can always get the online subscription for your PC. Or if not, you know, go balls to the wall and get a fucking radio for your car. Enjoy a little bit of the Sirius XM because the real radio these days, it pretty much sucks. If you don't want to hear the Gaga, then you have nothing else to listen to. So with that being said, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
And on that note, we cue the music.
The crew of drunken pirates were the only airship pirates who